streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Ron in Alaska's on the line and needs some help with energy efficiency. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've got a house that was pretty extensively remodeled and all polyurethane spray foam insulation.
Nice.
And we went in, yeah, that's what I thought. Well, we went into the first winter season, got into about the 10 degree Fahrenheit weather. I noticed a lot of frost buildup in various areas in my eaves. And as I look closer, the more I find. And then we come out of the cold, it kind of cycles through about, a week period, and we come into some warmer weather, and I got water leaks, around various areas down the side of the house and everything. So then I start taking a ladder and going up, and I got what I would call a hot roof. So I got tongue and groove. It's vaulted ceiling. Then they put 2x12 rafters with OSB on top and then the shingles. And in between the rafters, they put the spray foam urethane. Well, I can look up because I don't got my soffits closed in yet. I can look up with a bright light up in there and I see balls of ice on the bottom of the OSB. So it's, basically what's happening is I got a lot of little air leaks where hot, humid air from inside the house is venting out, and then it condensates, I guess, and freezes.
You know what's interesting about this story is it sounds to me like the insulation was not applied correctly, because when you do spray foam insulation, you convert your attic from a non-conditioned space to a conditioned space. It more becomes part of the living space than the exterior space. And when you use spray foam insulation, you typically do not need ventilation. Sometimes the best thing to do is to seal off the old ventilation, because spray foam insulation, again, when properly installed, does not need to be vented. Now, you said you put this up between the rafters. Did it cover the rafters, or was it just sort of covering the sheathing?
Well, the rafters go all the way, because it is vented, so the rafters go all the way up to the OSB.
Of course, but the thickness of the foam insulation, did it actually cover the rafters when it was applied?
No, because they put in 12-inch high rafters, and they only went with 8 inches of foam, so there'd be 4 inches of venting.
If you don't mind me asking, what brand insulation did you put in here?
Ooh, I don't know. I know the company I used, but I don't know what brand they used.
I think you need to reach out to the manufacturer and send some photos, because I suspect that this was not put in correctly. When you do foam insulation, you don't have to vent that space. And the fact that it is vented now means that you're going to have the same kinds of condensation issues that you had before, but maybe even potentially a little bit worse. So I suspect there was an issue with the installation. This should not be happening. I personally have converted spray foam attic where I have a very old house from the 1800s. And, when the guys I hired put this in, they completely covered the rafters. And that space always amazes me, especially when it's very cold or very hot outside, because when I go up there, it's the same temperature as the rest of the house. We lose no heat out of the attic, but there's no ventilation. Where there was a vent, we have a window, and we never had soffits.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. It was applied more of like a complete blanket across the whole roof, where I've got breaks every time there's a rafter, there's a break. So they've done it in rows.
Yeah.
Very interesting, and I bet you're onto something there, because I've thought about every little angle other than that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I mean, if you go back to your contractor, they're probably going to have a bunch of excuses at this point. I would take photographs. I would figure out who the manufacturer is. I would contact their technical services department and say, here's my situation. Can you help me out? Tell me what's going on. And how do I fix it? And they're probably going to point at the installation as the cause, but they'll tell you exactly what's going on. And then once you have that, then maybe you can go back to the contractor and say, look, you guys made a mistake here, and here's what has to happen. And at least you won't waste any time being baffled by any potential contractor BS, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. And I've got $36,000 into this roof, and there's no access. It's demolition to get to any of this area.
Yeah, well, that's why I say you need to get the right information here. And if you can't get it from the manufacturer, then I would hire my own expert. I would find a good quality professional home inspector or an engineer to evaluate that project, compare it against the specs, and write a report determining what's happening and what has to be done to fix it. Okay?
All right. Good help. One quick last question. What type of engineer would I look for? Just a mechanical engineer?
No, probably a structural engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, or a home inspector. You can go to ASHI.org, A-S-H-I, the American Society of Home Inspectors, .org. And I think it's homeinspector.org. Let me correct myself. And you could find an ASHI certified member in your area. You'll probably get a list of two or three or four by zip code. And I would talk to each one. Tell them what's going on and find out who's going to be the most competent to come out and evaluate it and write a report about it.
Okay, very helpful. Very much appreciated.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.